Now, you might have been hearing this week about a new building in the City of London that's been cooking nearby cars. Some people are suggesting that the 37-storey skyscraper called the Walkie Talkie might be targeting the sun's rays at vehicles because it acts as a parabolic reflector. Here's your quickfire science all about parabolic reflectors and their uses.
A parabolic reflector is a curved mirrored surface which can be used to collect and focus energy in the electromagnetic spectrum.
Reflectors have a paraboloid shape, so do satellite dishes.
When light shines into a parabolic reflector, the rays of light are reflected so that they all converge at a single focal point.
If the incoming light to a reflector is sufficient, the temperature at the focal point can be as high as 3,000 degrees C, meaning that items placed at the focus can burn.
Alternatively, if a light is placed at the focal point of a parabolic reflector, the rays will be reflected back to give parallel beams of light.
For a parabolic reflector to be as effective as possible, it must have an extremely precise construction to prevent the incoming and reflected rays of light from cancelling each other out.
For a reflector of visible light, this means that construction must be correct to within 20 nanometres.
One of the earliest reports of the use of a parabolic reflector is attributed to the Greek mathematician Archimedes in the 3rd century BC. It's said that during the siege of Syracuse, Archimedes used a parabolic arrangement of mirrors to set fire to enemy Roman ships as they approached the city.
It is thought that the walkie-talkie skyscraper, which has a 160-metre high curved glass structure, is acting as a parabolic reflector, thus causing it to melt cars and other objects which happen to be placed at its focal point.
However, the skyscraper is by no means a perfect parabolic reflector and has so far only been estimated to reach temperatures of around 100 degrees centigrade at its approximate focal point, rather than the thousands of degrees centigrade which could be reached with a purpose-built reflector of this size.
The Olympic torch in Olympia is also lit using a parabolic reflector.
Thanks very much to Priya Crosby and Hannah Critchlow there.